The United Kingdom imports the majority of its produce from abroad, especially the European Union. Of course, our theme music is domestically produced by BJ Lederman. But Brexit and the coronavirus are disrupting this traditional European supply chain. Reporter Rebecca Rossman went to Rungis, the world's largest wholesale food market, just south of Paris, to see how European vendors are coping.
In this sprawling produce hall, vendors show off crates of seasonal fruits and vegetables. In January, that means things like Corsican clementines, rainbow carrots, and bitter lettuce. The Rungis International Market is known as the belly of Paris, but this 550-acre site also exports more than $1 billion worth of products every year.
Here you are in the biggest market of the world.
That's Marc Fichel, a produce exporter who says 30% of his clients are in the UK, though he expects that to change with Brexit. Fichel says despite a last-minute free trade agreement in December, exporting to Britain has become a bureaucratic and economic nightmare. But it's the ordinary folk across the English Channel he says he feels the most sorry for.
The biggest loser? English people. Not us, because we include this in the price. They're going to be the loser because it's complicated for all Europe.
Fichel says the complications are actually helping him pick up business from other countries. He's been getting lots of calls from buyers in Ireland who used to import goods from the UK.
But because of the custom, now they prefer to buy some stuff in France.
Other vendors here at Rungis don't have the luxury of finding clients elsewhere. Florent Ayoun works for Nutora, a British fruit and vegetable wholesaler.
We provide every day 1,000 restaurants and really well-known chefs in UK.
Chefs like Gordon Ramsay and Ellen DeRose. This morning, he's wrapping a shipment of specialty products like pink garlic cultivated in the south of France and Paris mushrooms grown in limestone caves.
And the flavor of that of this mushroom is really particular. They smell like, the stone, the calcaire.
Ayoun used to send a truck of produce to the UK every day, but the double whammy of Brexit and drivers having to get COVID tests across the border means he can only send 3 trucks a week. Nutora is trying to grow more produce on its own farms in Britain, but because of the climate and other factors, they can't grow everything they need.
L'échalote de Bretagne, comment elle va?
Très cher.
Stéphane Leoni, the president of the Rungis market, says the UK will soon realize there's no sovereignty in food products.
And it is a very, very big problem for Britons, I think, because for fresh food and for vegetables, it will be very difficult.
The British may just have to get used to eating more porridge, he says with a laugh, minus the fresh fruit on top. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Rungis, France.